A quick note before we get started, this episode is also available in Spanish. So if you want to share the Spanish version or listen to it yourself, you can find it right along where you found this episode. Have you found yourself reducing expenses to free up enough cash to do what you need, yet it just left you frustrated and ready to raise that Y flag and give up? You aren't alone. I've been there and I've worked with clients in the same spot as you. What is happening is that you are finding yourself in a blind spot. And today I'm going to share how to get out of it. You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. When you think of that trip you'd like to take or that bathroom remodel you want to do you see it financially possible or not? If the answer is no, you're probably thinking that the first thing you need to do is to cut some of your regular expenses, right? Although that can certainly help, cutting expenses is typically the blind spot people fall into. Today, I'm going to share with you when spending is not necessarily your issue like we are made to think it is, how to identify if this is the case for you, and what you can do that doesn't involve cutting everything you love. This is your host, Jen Hempel, and thank you for joining me in this conversation. Of course, the content of this podcast can only go so far. Don't forget that I can support you beyond this podcast. More on that later, but for now, let's get the show started. When was the last time you looked at your finances and were determined to cut some of that spending? After all, you keep hearing, cut your subscriptions because that saves you a certain amount of dollars. Not going to the coffee shop saves you another amount of dollars. Minimizing eating out will save you a lot of money. And other common things you hear are that you only should spend on your needs and not your wants. A, am I right? Or B, am I right? If your answer is one of those, it is a guaranteed right answer. Now, I can't tell you the number of times I have worked with clients, and as we dug into their finances, their spending was minimal. They weren't overspending. There was literally nowhere to cut down anything. This is where the blind spot comes in. We are so conditioned to cut spending as the solution to our problems that we don't think about another solution that would make life easier. Do you want to take a guess? Yep, that is earning more dinero. Of course, you may be listening and thinking, oh, I know I need to cut some spending. And if you know you need to cut spending and you've assessed everything, hey, do what you got to do. But for those of you that have cut spending and are feeling like very defeated, this is definitely continue listening on. And of course, if you need to cut your spending, listening on is also going to benefit you. So the first thing you want to do is you really need to know what you need in tangible numbers. What is this number that you need on a monthly basis that you currently do not have to make your life easier? What is it? I don't know about you, but I'm a fan of working backwards. So you need to identify what it is that you need. And it's not about guessing. You do really need to do your due diligence and look at the money coming in and the money going out and assess, okay, this is how much is left over or how much is not left over, how much we're overspending. If you figure that out, obviously, you need to do some digging. But what I'm trying to say here is you really need to know what this is in tangible numbers. Once you know what it is you need, then you want to also pinpoint the issue. So what I mean by pinpointing the issue is you need to know if it's a spending issue. So it could be, as I mentioned, that it is you're overspending. Or is it a cash flow issue, which really essentially means that you need to have more income. You need to have more money coming in. So if you don't know what the issue is, and that's completely fine, that's when you're going to have to investigate. And even if you have a feeling you know what it is, I really encourage you to investigate. Dig into your finances. If you already have a budget, review your numbers that are there and compare with the actual numbers. So if you say every month we have budgeted $500 in groceries, but every month you're finding that you're spending $700 in groceries, you need to figure out that, right? You don't want to guess here. You want to, granted, it's not going to be perfect, but you want to have a good number to work with, a good idea instead of guessing. All right. So you also want to review all the expenses. And when you review all the expenses, honestly answer if anything else can go. And you want to be realistic and don't take all the joy in your life away. Please don't do that, because then that doesn't make life fun. It doesn't make managing. You're going to really resist, and you're going to, money is not going to be necessarily your friend because you're taking all that joy away in your life, right? So just, you want to be realistic and also try to cushion in what you can that makes you happy. Even if it is going to that coffee shop, it's okay, but you need to do some planning, right? And depending on what your priorities are and your goals are in your life, there may be some sacrifice that needs to be done. That might be your situation in this moment in your life, and this is not forever. So there might be some sacrifice. So this is, it just, every situation is different. But that doesn't mean you have to sacrifice everything. Again, you're going to resent your finances. You're going to resent really having to sit down and look at your finances and do the budget. So you don't want to sacrifice everything. I really equate it when I talk about this, I really equate it to a diet, where the diet is taking away all the carbs, all the cookies, all the sugar, all the ice cream or whatever. And what's wrong here? Yes, you're going to have to sacrifice some, but doing it, taking it all away, is not sustainable, and you're not going to continue to be on that plan, on that path that you started off with. So you have to find a good balance for you that is realistic and something that is sustainable, and making sure that, yes, maybe you're going to have to sacrifice some things here and there, but just don't take all the joy out of your life. Because again, and I think I've said this more than three times, but it's okay, you're going to resent your finances. And when you resent your finances, you're not going to take a look at it. You don't want to take a look at the budget. You don't want to do anything. And then that puts you in this rabbit hole of, okay, I'm not progressing. And why is that? Because you're not really taking that action because you're resenting the finances. You see where I'm going here, right? Of course, as I mentioned earlier, you may have a gut feeling of what's going on, but it's really, really good to know intangible numbers to see where the issue is. So there's some scenarios that are possible when you do this digging into your finances. If you are finding that your expenses are minimal, but you still just need some cash, that just means you need more income. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. You might find that you could cut some expenses, but it still leaves you short of what you need for what you want to do, whether it's your goals, whatever it is. And yep, you guessed it. You're going to need more income. Or you may find that spending is over the top. Remember I talked about that? And cutting that extra spending you think is unnecessary is sufficient for what you need. It may be that. That might be your situation. This is everybody's situation is different, but you have to assess and see where you are at. Is it that you need to bring in more income and really cutting more expenses, or you can't really cut any more than you have cut? Or maybe you can cut some, but still you're needing some more money coming in? Or just maybe it's that you are overspending quite a bit, and just cutting that extra spending will get you to what you need, right? So let's talk about bringing in more income, because I see a lot of people in this situation where they've cut all they can cut, but still they don't have enough to do what they want to do and the goals that they want to achieve. Have you ever wondered how on earth your friend bought their home? Or why your coworker meticulously splits the tab down to the last Diet Coke? Other People's Pockets is a show about other people's money. Host Maya Lau asks people from all walks of life to get radically transparent about their personal finances in actual dollar amounts. You'll hear from a dominatrix who gets paid to bully men at the ATM, an elite scientist who couch surfed to survive, a business prodigy who flipped his services from drugs to dumbbells and more. You can find Other People's Pockets wherever you get your podcasts. There are three things you can do. Number one, you can ask for a raise. Has it been a while since that raise? If so, remember to bring your value. The question is, are you earning that value that you're bringing to your job or only a fraction of it? I really encourage you to ask for a raise, especially if it's been a while. Or if you're a small business owner, take a look at your pricing. Are you selling yourself short, essentially? If so, what can you do to increase that pricing? Number two is adjust your withholding. Now here, this is a hack many people don't do. If you are getting a tax refund every year, that just means you're overpaying in taxes. And how do you fix that? How you fix that is adjusting your withholding. This will make what you actually get paid bigger. So just make sure that you consult a tax professional for this before you adjust your withholding. There's also a calculator on the IRS site that I can also link up that can also help you determine how much to adjust your withholding for. Okay. Also, if you have a bonus coming, whether big or small, don't dismiss this in your planning. Remember that any money that you get that doesn't, you don't set it to do anything or don't give it a job, if you will, it just disappears. It gets eaten up pretty easily and you're just soon left wondering, where did that bonus go? Right? Have you been there? I'm sure you may have. I know a lot of people have been there. And if for small business owners, consult your CPA in terms of the estimated taxes. If you've been paying estimated taxes, I would think your tax professional would really give you the correct or the most approximate amount of what you need to pay in estimated taxes so you're not overpaying, right? Another thing, the third thing that you can do is to consider a side hustle. The opportunities to earn extra money have really multiplied so much in the last 10 to 20 years. And so there is an opportunity out there to earn more money. I feel like there's no excuses out there. I mean, granted, I know everybody's situation is different, right? You may maybe there's really not enough time. I mean, especially for the single, parents out there, you're probably stretched to a T, right? So it may or may not be an option, or maybe just a modified option where maybe it's a side hustle that it doesn't take up a lot of time. But really, there's so many, I would really explore and encourage you to explore this to earn more money. Because when you have a side hustle or you start, essentially it's just a small business, depending on how much time you're putting in, there's the income potential is there's not a limit on the income potential. So you really, I really, really encourage you to explore that. And when you do that, it's really important to determine a few things. One, you want to determine the time that you have. You want to also determine how much you need, because you don't want to be out there doing a side hustle, earning money and not knowing really what the goal is. What is the goal? What is the purpose of the side hustle? And part of the purpose is getting you extra money, yes, but getting a certain amount of money that meet your needs, that meets your goals, that you're able to put extra towards investing, that you're able to put extra towards that, wherever that may be, right? You also want to consider your interests. Don't just pick up a side hustle just because. Or you can, but it's more enjoyable when you're interested in that side hustle, right? And you also want to determine if you need a quick turnaround for that money. So you want to make sure that side hustle fits. And I say that is because I've seen many and many blog posts on, let's say the title is 100 Ideas for Side Hustles. And they are side hustles. They're all legit side hustles, but the difference is that some aren't quick turnaround money. So for example, if you're like, oh, a blog sounds good because of the ads that you can put on the blog posts, but that's not necessarily a quick turnaround because you have to build that blog. People have to visit that blog in order to have enough visitors where you get paid that revenue from people clicking around your site, right? And that can take time, right? So that's an example of a a side hustle that is not necessarily a quick turnaround on your, unless you just happen to be the lucky person. And one that is things like Uber Eats or dog sitting, because once you deliver that food, cha-ching, you know, you get money. When you dog sit, you get that money, right? Now, inside my membership program, Financially Strong Circle, once you sign up, one of the bonuses that you immediately receive is my side hustle game plan with an audio that discusses the different types of side hustles, how to determine. I give you basically in detail how to determine how to choose one that makes sense for you. And it also comes with a worksheet, and you will also have access to me for your specific questions in our monthly calls and community. So if you want to check that out, the link will be in the show notes. Another thing that I almost forgot to mention when considering bringing in more income is just overtime, OT at your job. If that's a possibility, of course, you have to have that discussion, and, you know, not to, because some companies don't want to pay overtime. Other companies, depending on the season or what's going on, they're happy to do so. So really explore that as a potential opportunity. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you're a listener of this podcast, you have heard me say over and over again how important it is to have clarity with your finances, to create a budget, to create a plan that really allows you to have the quality of your life. And instead of cutting expenses everywhere to the T, which to some extent may be essential, and we talked about that earlier, you know that it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. You have to assess what your needs are, because really, the idea is not to deprive yourself of everything, of the things that you love. Instead, it's about really seeing what it is that you need, having clarity of what this is in tangible numbers, and creating a plan on how to get it. And once you know this, you'll also know, of course, you'll know how much you need to meet that. So you can plan, so you can determine what you need to know. And it's also important, we talked about the different ways you increase your income, which was from asking for a raise, adjusting your withholding, which is just essentially keeping more of that money that you're making, finding a side hustle that really makes sense for you, working and also working overtime if this is an option for you. I hope this has been helpful. I know you can do this. Let me know if you have any questions. And of course, you heard me mention my membership, Financially Strong Circle. If you're looking for more support that is budget friendly beyond this podcast, you can learn more at jenhemphill.com/community. That is jenhemphill.com/community. Next week, if you've been looking for practical and more applicable ways to teach your kids about money related topics, our guest for next week has a solution that will make your life easier. Tune in for that episode next week to find out more. Bueno, pues, that is everything. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. Be sure to check out our show notes over at jenhemphill.com/342. That is jenhemphill.com/342. Remember that being the reina of your money starts now simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.